from the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
It is time to explain well with Christelle this afternoon. Wat verduidelik ons?
So ek voel so 'n bietjie te neergedruk al klaar hieroor, want ons wou praat oor die matriek eindeksamens en planne in die konteks van beurtkrag. En die kort antwoord is, dis min om te verduidelik, want daar's nie veel planne nie.
Weet jy wat irriteer my grensloos vanmiddag al? En toe die iemand het al voorheen gesê, hulle gaan probeer om die beurtkrag nie dat dit skole affekteer nie, but they can't promise anything, right? Maar wat vir my grensloos irriteer, is die minister van basiese onderwys wat sê, listen, it's tough, read your load shedding schedules and plan accordingly. Asof matriek jaar eind eksamens nie moeilik en stresvol genoeg is nie. Nou sê jy vir my, I must suck it up and just read my load shedding schedule. Ek wil, ja.
En jy is 100% korrek, want die skedule verander ook so vinnig. And I mean, I've heard of people, so for example, people who bake, who will bake through the night when they don't have load shedding and nap for 2 hours while the power's out. And now matriculants must do this. I do have a short clip of Angie Mutshega explaining how natural light, sunlight, will help us here.
Yeah.
Brace yourself.
When we lose natural light, even now, even if lights can go, we'll be able to ride. We ride during the day. So I don't expect a load shedding to affect us. Last week, we were writing the subjects that needed electricity, and that is behind us now. Your CAT and your ITC. With those gone, I don't see any problem. We lose natural light.
Jy het nie natuurlike lig in die aand as jy met swat nie.
Dis presies nou wat ek wou gesê het. Hoe moet ek in die donker swat as ek 'n kind is of 'n leerder is wat verkieslik in die aand, like when I was doing matric, I studied at night and I did other stuff in the day. I slept or I just caught up on TV and put my brain out of the stressful situation of having to study for my matric exams. Maar wat moet ek nou doen as die beurkrag dan 2 uur in die nag is?
Also, I mean, I remember riding in exam halls. You know, if you got 300 people in a hall, then the windows are on the side of there.
Yeah.
And it doesn't help when I'm sitting in the middle here. I mean... You were sitting in those halls writing things, and I've had the lights go out or the power come off and stuff. It's different. It's not the same thing. We're not sitting outside in the garden.
Also because we're now back to in-person sitting and writing, as you remember, post-COVID, which is, it's taken a lot of effort to get this matric class to that point. They've had to come through the pandemic, and now this as well.
Well, I mean, can I play devil's advocate this side and just say, like, is this not the best way to prepare you for life? Because you're in South Africa and it's the reality for everyone. I mean, you know, students in varsity have to go through the same thing. We have to go through the same thing as people who work. So you're living in South Africa. So you got through load shedding in December. I mean, in June when it was cold and you're writing your exams then. So at least now you don't have to be cold.
Look,
there's the bright side.
So I follow some of your logic in that someone said to me that whoever told you life is fair sold you a lie. Mm. Life is not fair, but we do want better for our children and in the education sector. In your head, for stressful, don't go.
The thing that got to me today was listening to that news clip of the guy saying, and this is the gaslighty bit, right?
Yes.
Is the bit about, the matric class 2022, they're incredible. They're the most resilient matric class we've ever had. No students have ever been through as much, and we're sure that they can pull through. I'm like, do you know how much these children have been through?
Yeah.
Because they don't have power. And because of all the other stuff that's gone on, they're not mentally magic. They're having a hard time. So can we not hold them up as an example of like how much you can... Nobody should have had to go through that in the first place.
Yeah, beslis. I want to be resilient, Wesley. I want a soft life. I want to be just launched into my university life or my gap year or what the call I can go do na matriek. Ek wil dit in 'n manier doen wat die maklikste moontlik is, want matriek is moeilik genoeg.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.